Father Tony Noble was a youngster in the Port Adelaide cheer squad back in the middle 60s. He now lives in California.
Well, I grew up in Semaphore, and so always a Port supporter. And as soon as I was 18, I joined the club. It was the same year I started the Port Adelaide cheer squad, which still continues to this day, of course.
And, of course, then you moved away from Adelaide, so you've been afar for quite a period of time.
Oh, yes, I left Adelaide in 1985 for Melbourne. And I never expected, of course, that one day living in Melbourne, I'd be able to watch Port Adelaide in the AFL. And when that happened, I was the first Melbourne person to sign up for the Power. And then in 2003, I left Melbourne and came to San Diego, where I've been living now for this my sixth year.
And you're still able to follow the football, even though you live in San Diego?
Oh, yes. We get two live games on cable television here, and sometimes it's a Port game, which is great. And I always listen to it on the radio through the internet and usually hearing you and the others call the game.
What's it like then, preaching to the converted, preaching being the operative word, but not too many people over where you come from would know anything about our football?
Oh, believe me, they know all about it now and they know about Port Adelaide.
Is that because of you?
Oh, yes, definitely. But Americans have an interest in Australia, and some of them have heard of Australian rules football and find it interesting, even if they don't understand. And I've managed to convert quite a few people to the true faith.
Is it part of your sermon when Port do well and have a win?
Oh, it has been, yes. And, you know, when I came back after the 2004 grand final with my posters, they were all very pleased for me.